What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts and some appreciation for the rural area we're living in. Want to hear about the coolest library story hour? The Stonington Public Library and Captain Garrett Aldrich are collaborating for a read-aloud aboard the Idaho mailboat Otter while cruising around Stonington Harbor. If you have kids, you need to be on local libraries' mailing lists. This weekend and next, the Meeting House Theater Lab is presenting The Gods of Comedy by Ken Ludwig. It's happening at Hammond Hall in Winter Harbor. What's The Gods of Comedy about? It's a Mel Brooksian romp through academia, Greek mythology, and personal empowerment. It's full of razor-sharp wit, absurd misunderstandings, and escalating chaos when two classics professors accidentally summon Greek gods. This weekend, the production also features a benefit bake sale supporting the Skudik Food Pantry, with treats available to enjoy at the show. You don't see that at big city theaters. Go to skudikartsforall.org for info and tickets. Have you ever wondered about the hidden history of Penobscot's postal past? Me neither. But now that I mention it, you're very curious and interested in the history of postal service from Philadelphia to Penobscot, right? Ellen Gerard, who's a member of the Penobscot Historical Society, will present an engaging look at the trials and tribulations of post offices in the greater Penobscot area. This talk is taking place at the United Methodist Church, 7 p.m. on Monday, May 18th. The Penobscot Historical Society's Facebook page has all the details. Do you need more charm? The poster says, "She loves writing letters and receiving cards." Waterfall Arts in Belfast is offering a few glass workshops this week. Glass blowing bits and trails, making a glass paperweight, or working with fused glass. You can find all the details at waterfallarts.org. Is glass not your medium? You'll find workshops in fiber arts, photography, printmaking, and more, all happening at Waterfall Arts in Belfast. It's time for another gather. The Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance offers this chance to gather. To do what? Meet and mingle in locations around Maine for camaraderie and conversation. There's no agenda to a gather besides getting together with your community of fellow writers and literary professionals to talk reading, writing, and life. I'm delighted to host our local event at Marlantini's in Blue Hill Wednesday night, 6 to 8. Come meet other suffering or celebrating literary folks. MaineWriters.org is the website for the details on this location or the others throughout the state. If you're an artist and not a writer-publisher type, I've got something for you too, don't you worry. Courthouse Gallery has an opening reception for their spring show, Wednesday night, 5 to 7 p.m. You'll see work by Janice Anthony, the late Philip Barter, Tom Curry, Heidi Daub, Rick Fox, Philip Frey, Kate Hanlon, William Irvine, and others. That's Wednesday night in Ellsworth at the Courthouse Gallery. The Penobscot Marine Museum in Searsport is joining the line of fine establishments opening for the season this week. We're invited to a reception on Thursday, May 21st, 4 to 6 p.m. We'll get to meet the staff and have a look at this year's Maritime History Exhibitions. That's at the Penobscot Marine Museum in Searsport. File this under, "We have the coolest neighbors here in Maine." On Thursday the 21st at 5:30, artist John K. Delaney will appear at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor to offer a presentation about his past career as a scientific communicator. Where was he a scientific communicator? At the Bronx Zoo and the New York Aquarium. He'll also talk about his new career as a naturalist and scientific illustrator, and he'll discuss his artistic process. His career as an artist started in retirement when he enrolled himself in an online scientific illustration program. It is not too late, people. Do you need more information on this talk entitled "The Marine Mammal Chart of the Bay of Fundy, Quadi Region, and How It Came to Be"? Go to jessuplibrary.org. Got an event you want to promote? Or are you asking yourself, what's the word on Main Street? Well, if you go to the weru.org calendar, you can either list your event or check out the event listings. It's a helpful resource, and it's new and improved. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street? Our theme music is by Ross Gallagher, a cut called Neon Night from an album Infinite Blues.